Researchers at ASU are working to try and figure out what makes a particular neighborhood walkable and whether having a more walkable area makes residents more likely to travel by foot. The idea of a city's walkability has come more into focus over the past several years as some people look for a more urban environment in which to live. Jeff Speck has been a leader in this area. He's a city planner and writer. His latest book is called Walkable City, 101 Steps to Making Better Places. He joins me via Skype. And Jeff, first off, what are some of the biggest things planners and city officials need to be thinking about here?
Well, particularly in car-centric communities, you know, the parts of our country that grew up kind of around the presumption of automobile use, like most of Arizona, there's a challenge to have the fundamental building blocks in place that actually make walking useful. So I actually say you have to do four things at once. The walk has to be useful, safe, comfortable, and interesting, or else people will choose to drive, particularly in places where most people have cars. But the fundamental building block of walkable communities is mixed use, right? Having neighborhoods where all the stuff that you need on a daily basis is within walking distance. And of course, that was what we designed against for about 50 years in this country. So the idea of housing subdivisions, office parks, shopping centers, et cetera, you know, that's the building blocks of much of Arizona, and that's a foundation upon which you will not have a walkable outcome.
Well, it seems like that kind of gets to the usefulness that you talked about, where you're not just taking a walk for exercise, but you have a destination in mind and you can get there on foot as opposed to the need to get behind the wheel.
Yeah, so but also you have to accept that most walkable cities or cities that are known for walkability in the U.S. are mostly not walkable, but they have certain areas that offer that walkable experience. So certainly there are parts of downtown Phoenix or Tempe or Scottsdale that are rather walkable. And it's okay that most of your city, let's just say it's not ideal, but it's okay that most of your city is drivable if the walkable lifestyle is available and attainable to those people who really want it. And of course, one of the main arguments that economists are making these days is that there's a great mismatch between the sort of city that's demanded by people right now and the sort of city that's supplied by developers right now.
So given that, I mean, how easy or difficult is it to kind of retrofit, I guess, for lack of a better word, especially a dense urban area where I think you might find some more walkable areas and a desire for walkability? How do you try to get from what you have to maybe where you should be?
Well, the first question is, and you know, my book is called Walkable City Rules, 101 Steps to Making Better Places. And step 100 is don't give up on sprawl. and you find different conditions in sprawl. But the first question to ask is generally, is there a piece of my city that was built before World War II? Because if there was, and ideally before World War I, it's probably built around this concept of the traditional Main Street or the traditional downtown, where you have streets with nice sidewalks and front doors and shop fronts right against those sidewalks and, you know, up against them directly and without a parking lot in front. The first challenge is to find the parts of your community that might look like that. Because if you do have parts like that, then interjecting as much new housing into those areas as possible where there's already kind of this Main Street environment has proven to be a very successful formula for creating a kind of downtown walkable place in your city. But some cities don't even have that. Then you have a couple choices. You know, you can do what they've done like in City Center in Houston, which by the way is not in the center of downtown Houston, is you get enough space, it might be 20 acres, to build a brand new downtown. And when you do those in pure suburban areas, they tend to be very popular because there's nothing else walkable around. But, you know, absent an old Main Street, or a opportunity to build a real new downtown core, the best you can really do is, which is still very important, is to make it safer.
Is there sort of a perception that has to be overcome? You talked earlier about sort of, you know, car culture type cities, and I think the Phoenix metro area certainly falls into that. Is there as much demand for walkability in places like this, or do people sort of have to be convinced that that's something that maybe would be something that they would like?
I think there's a demand for want of a better term, there's a demand for urbanism. So clearly in a place like Phoenix, which is more driving and also has these climatic limitations, you have to try harder. I think there's a misunderstanding, though, in places that have very hot weather or very cool weather or very wet weather or very windy weather, that walkability isn't likely to happen, when there's plenty of examples of great places that have considerably less than ideal climate.
So when you talk about trying to make cities more walkable, I mean, in a place like Phoenix, would you advocate something like, for example, maybe narrowing streets so cars have to go slower and maybe there's more room for bike lanes or scooter lanes and maybe larger sidewalks? I mean, is that the kind of thing that cities can and in your mind maybe should be doing?
Yeah, but that's kind of the obvious stuff that you don't need to pay a consultant to tell you, right? There's a lot of really simple stuff. But there's a lot of counterintuitive, not necessarily counterintuitive, but stuff that people just don't know about that can make cities much safer and much more walkable. For example, in the Phoenix Scottsdale area, you tend to have car lanes, you know, typical driving lane, close to 12 feet wide. But the standard used to be 10 feet, and it's become 10 feet again, thank goodness, in most cities. You know, a 10-foot lane is a 35-mile-an-hour lane. A 12-foot lane is a 70-mile-an-hour lane. So that's one thing you can fix right there. And then, you know, then there's the fact, like, if you have an intersection that has a signal, it doesn't really need that signal, and you convert it to a four-way stop, generally you'll see injury accidents drop by about 60%. So there's all these little tricks that you learn by studying them in different places that you can apply to your city that aren't as simple as just making sidewalks wider.
All right, that's Jeff Speck, city planner and writer. His new book is called Walkable City Rules, 101 Steps to Making Better Places. Jeff, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Hey, it's my pleasure.